This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Actress Sarah Shahi stars on Person of Interest on CBS. There was a big episode this week.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi there, Mike. Happy New Year and good morning to you.
So this is a kind of a defining moment. Please tell me that you're not getting killed off.
Why does everybody think I'm getting killed off? You know, no. One thing Person of Interest does promise is surprises. And, you know, episodes that definitely have those you don't want to blink because you'll miss something kind of moments. And I will say this about this episode. You pretty much can't blink. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of, oh, gosh, you know, you have to talk about it without giving too much away. But, you know, Samaritan has launched this global attack, pretty much, and Team Machine is forced to come out of hiding, and, you know, some pretty gnarly stuff goes down. You know, what's interesting about this episode is the way that we shot it. We did something very experimental with the show and with the use of some cameras that I think, even if you've never seen the show and you don't understand what's happening, because I think it's hard, you know, so much of the show right now is about Team Samaritan and Team Machine. If you haven't seen the show before, I think it would be hard to understand that these are two machines at war with each other that essentially are like gods. But what we did visually is very cool and different for network TV and for us. So, you know, I think they would get a kick out of that. But yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen the show before, that's just your problem.
Sarah Shahi from Person of Interest. Now, what's it like working with Jim Caviezel?
You know, he's pretty great, and I need to have more scenes with him this year, though. We had a lot with each other last year. You know, he gives off this very kind of aloof, brooding, blue-eyed, soft-talking killer, when in real life he's off in the corner doing Michael Jackson impersonations and Soul Train dances and is just kind of a goofball. He's great. He's intense, but he's wonderful. He's funny. He's a big sports guy. He's more than what you think he's going to be. You think he's something else, and then it turns out that he's just so much more than that.
You started as a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. You still root for them?
I am this year. I kind of have no choice. My husband is following. Thereby, I'm following by default, too. Usually, sports days, Sundays are like my days to like go away and get stuff done, you know, without the hubby, like go get the mani-pedi, and it's like girls' day. But this year, I'm subjected to sit in front of the TV with him. Yeah, they're doing pretty great. It's very exciting.
Yeah, they can thank the refs. Well, no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, you came from another great show. I used to talk about it on the air all the time. In fact, I think we had you on during that time, Fairly Legal on USA. That was one of my favorite shows. My God, they took that off the air.
Wow.
How could they do that?
Well, thank you.
You played a lawyer, and you were just so good.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I played a lawyer who hated lawyers. The thing that happened with that show, which was kind of tragic, was, you know, we had a show creator, and there were some internal affairs, and he ended up not being a part of the show anymore, and they brought in someone new, and I feel like that really kind of changed the temperament of the show, and it changed the direction of Kate Reed, and, you know, in the end, you know, the network did what they had to do, but it's all good, it's all good.
Coming to New York this week to celebrate your birthday, any special plans?
I don't know, I haven't really thought about it, to be honest with you, but I can tell you that it'll involve probably alcohol and oysters.
Not necessarily in that order.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, alcohol and oysters. You don't want to eat too much because you don't want to kill the buzz, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Listen, Sarah Shahi, you're one of our favorites from all of your other roles, but now Person of Interest, it's such a great show, and it's so interesting. Again, if you have missed all these shows, it's kind of hard to bring you up to speed, but Sarah is one of the heroes of the show. She's a good guy, good girl.
I guess she is. I don't know. I kind of fight that. I'd rather be known as, like, the nasty, evil, bad-intentioned assassin killer, but they haven't written that for me yet.
And this show is filmed in New York, right?
Oh, yes. All over New York. Outside, underground, on top of roofs, in the trees, in the lakes, in the rivers, everywhere.
And hopefully we'll get to talk to you again.
I hope so. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Happy New Year.
With actress Sarah Shahi of Person of Interest, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. As Dave's family was enjoying an East Coast vacation, he stopped to get gas in New Jersey. He started to pump gas into his car when the attendant told him to stop what he's doing. Dave said he prefers self-serve, but the attendant tried to physically stop Dave. After a small altercation, the cops showed up and presented Dave with a $200 ticket. Now, why would Dave be cited for pumping his own gas? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
So, can you be fined for pumping your own gas? Yes. In New Jersey and Oregon, it's illegal to fill your own gas tank. The law requires a gas station attendant to do that dangerous job. And that's the final verdict.
Think Green. Harrison with you. We've heard about this and that for prostate cancer prevention, but new research suggests a natural prevention using a Mediterranean-type diet. The American Cancer Society reports that close to 190,000 new cases of prostate cancer are diagnosed every year in America. That means one in six men will likely be diagnosed and one in 35 will die from it, prostate cancer being one of the leading causes of cancer death in American men, second only to lung cancer. But evidence is mounting that there's a way men can take action to lower the risk. While the typical American diet is loaded with lots of processed foods and meat and dairy, Mediterranean meals are built around a variety of plant foods such as fruits and vegetables, whole grain cereals, nuts and tabbouleh and spinach sautéed in olive oil, couscous and eggplant. With one of six of us at risk, this sort of diet change seems very well worth it.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.